Well, hey there. I am Jennifer Roskamp, a certified life coach and homeschool mom of nine who is passionate about helping women just like you embrace the here and now while also being focused on creating the life you actually want. In reality, it's not about thinking life will get so much better or so much easier when you fill in the blank. Let's work on creating a life you love now. So let's dive in and get started on redefining Supermom to be someone who is present, intentional, and content rather than perfect in our homes, in our lives, and in our own skin. Let's get started. This is the Intentional Mom Podcast. Well, welcome back to the Intentional Mom Podcast, and it is Monday, and we know what that means. It means it is time for another mantra. What is a mantra? A mantra is essentially a truth. It is a little something that you can tuck in your back pocket for when life gets a little hairy, for when you feel a little bit down, you feel a little bit like life has clobbered you upside the head, and really when you're ready to just kind of wave the white flag, throw in the towel and say, you know what? I surrender. I'm going to call it a day. I'm essentially going to check out in one way, shape or form, even if it's just, again, kind of escape on social media for the rest of the day. Again, not that that's necessarily a bad thing, but if that's not what you intended to do, sometimes we just need to regain hold of our brain. And that's really what a mantra does for you. It really helps you kind of place yourself back in the driver's seat. That's what I talk about. Many of us go through life in the backseat, and we really don't realize it. We don't really realize that we're kind of a passerby in our own life. We are just kind of along for the ride. We will take it as it comes, and we will just kind of accept what is. I think for some reason, we're just kind of told that this is all there is. And I am a big believer as an intentional living coach. I am a big believer in no, there is always something that you can do, even if what you're doing, it's just taking back control of what's between your ears and in that mindset of yours. Huge. And so this is what mantras help you do. And this is what we do every Monday. I give you a new mantra. So I'm excited to share what I've got with you today. Today, it's a little bit different than what a typical mantra is. I'm actually going to present it to you slightly different. And I'm actually going to give you the mantra in a very succinct way closer to the end. I'm just going to kind of give you some context first, which will really, really help because then you'll know how to best use this mantra, the purpose for it. And I think you'll have some validation as well. So this is something that came up this weekend with one of my coaching clients. And I realized as I was talking with her how much I actually have this conversation with myself and others. And essentially what she was asking me for is she was asking me, we were discussing a situation, a struggle that she was having. She needed to make a decision. She needed to take some action. And she said to me, can you just tell me the right way to do this? And I realized how often we want to know this, don't we? Like we want to know the right way to do things. And it's interesting because as humans, we're typically black and white thinkers. And this leads us to thinking there must be a right and therefore a wrong way of doing things. And this just isn't the case. It could be true that there might be a way to do something that makes more sense. There might be a more efficient way of doing something as opposed to a less efficient way of doing the same thing. But most times, there is not a right or a wrong. There's just different ways of doing things. And it could also be true that there's nothing wrong with data collection. A lot of times we're collecting data as we're figuring out what is the right way to do it. And it is true that data collection and learning from ourselves, from the past, maybe mistakes that you've made, learning from others, it is true that those are valuable things to do. But even in the cases where you're really doing your due diligence with those things, there still isn't a right way of doing things. At the end of the day, the right way of doing something is this. And I tell my coaching clients this all the time. What is the right way of doing something? It's the way that gets the thing done. So this might mean things like it's the way it needs to be done for now. It might not be the most efficient way or the most ideal way or even the quickest path, that will get you to what you actually want to do. But if it's the way that you're willing to do it, whatever it is, then it's the right way to do it. So today's mantra is, whatever gets the job done is likely the right way to do it. So your right way of doing it is going to be different from mine in almost all cases. And it's even true that your right way of doing it today could look completely different tomorrow. Maybe the way that you would do it tomorrow would be totally different than how you would do it today. But if it's something that you are wanting, needing, and should do today, the right way to do it is whatever way you're going to actually do it. Whatever way is going to get the job done. So what will get the job done for you today? Start there. Do that. From there, you can always reassess. No matter what it is, you'll likely be able to try again. You'll be able to use a different approach or just do it a different, quote, right way, unquote, in the future. But if it gets the job done, rather than waiting for the perfect conditions or until the resistance wears down, and if you don't know what I'm referring to when I'm talking about resistance, a few episodes ago, I talked all about resistance, and it was kind of the secret enemy that you didn't know is out there. We talked about resistance. Make sure you go listen to that episode. So rather than just sit and wait for the resistance to be worn down, for it to feel easier to you, just do it in whatever way gets it done for you today. You'll likely come out ahead rather than just kind of staying on the starting line, waiting to figure out the best right way. Do it whatever way gets the job done today. So that's the mantra I have for you to tuck in your back pocket as you go through the day today, as you go through the week. Remember, it's there. When you find yourself sitting on the starting line because what is the right way? What is the best way? How do I want to approach this? Maybe it's time to set that thinking aside and just jump in. There is no clear right or wrong in almost all situations like we as humans think that there is. Do it the way that will get the job done and see where that takes you. That's what I had for you today. Make it an awesome Monday. Make it an awesome week. We'll talk again soon. Bye-bye.